As Thrence McKenna leads Pichu Pink the Skunk and Brightheart Raccoon into Psychonaut Land, Brightheart Raccoon looks at Derpy Hoods and the others and notes they are such loser weedies and so low IQ ditzy it's doubtful that this theme is safe. Thrence McKenna Pony still wandering forwards takes them into Equestria as he beckons them forwards as Brightheart Raccoon follows the group like a babysitter. Brightheart Raccoon mutters but they are all such low IQ bumbling loser weenies, how is this practical? Thrence McKenna Pony points a hoof at the barn covered in colored paint with a sign that says Tilly's tough in here. Twilight Sparkle walks by raising an eyebrow as they say I never saw this barn before, what the heck is that, as they look inside the barn seeing mentally retarded ponies covered in paint and making dumb drawings. As Twilight Sparkle is speechless, Thrence McKenna Pony says it is true, psychedelic culture is dangerous yet the lowbrow parody of the psychedelic is harmless. Dorcas Spike the Dragon bumbles out wearing fake teeth and funny nose glasses as they go ballyhard I am on LSD. Twilight Sparkle surveys the landscape as she exclaims all these ponies are loser weenies, what in Equestria is happening? Brightheart Raccoon puts a hand on Twilight Sparkle's shoulder as they say my boyfriend is Pink the Skunk and they are a severe autistic and in this world they are Derpy Hoods, the biggest loser in Ponyville. Twilight Sparkle looks Brightheart Raccoon in the eyes as they exclaim you and me both have brains but none of those loser weenies have any brains at all, as Twilight Sparkle points a hoof towards a cartoony mouse as they say look it's Pinky from Pinky and the Brain covered in paint rolling their body over newspapers. Brightheart Raccoon has warm chuckles as they say that's likely my boyfriend Pink transformed there as well, flush their own head in the toilet for pleasure. Twilight Sparkle looking at the scene thinks hard as she face palms and says what are we going to do with all of these Dixie blondies and loser weenies. Thrence McKenna Pony watches the scene as they get a warm grin and say let them enjoy the parody of the psychedelic and drug-free sin-free enjoyment of lowbrow surrealism. Big Mac the pony rides in with a bicycle cart with a wearing red emergency lamp as they point a hoof and exclaim that pony is a retard as Derpy Hood stares back with mixed emotions. Lard ass from the toxic Avenger face palms sitting down as they say oh no Toxie, what are we going to do, they are such loser weenies, every single thing they do or express is wrong, or how are we going to save the world like this? The toxic Avenger puts a hand on Lard ass's shoulder as they say calm down, you said it yourself, they are retards. Lard ass wipes a tear away from their face as they say but I still don't get it Toxie, how does that help? The Toxic Avenger says we are in a quest here, isn't there some sort of pony magic or something? Lard ass snaps their fingers as they change emotions as they get a warm smile as they beam, you're right Toxie, maybe there is some sort of pony magic we can use. As Big Mac the pony stands beside Twilight Sparkle, Big Mac sighs and says pointing a hoof that is a retard, a really big retard. Twilight Sparkle sighs and says I know and these loser weenies somehow want to save the day or something, but isn't it also dangerous and they can't express right even a little. Thrence McKenna Pony trots over to Derpy Hoods as they say pretend you're on LSD and allow the answers to stream forwards as things fall into lowbrow surrealism. As Mr. Methane sticks their butt into Derpy Hood's face as they say I can help, there is a loud toot sound as things flow into surrealism. As rubber chickens fly through a whirl of colors, Julia from Sesame Street is riding on a dragon's back as she says to Derpy Hoods get on. As Derpy Hoods, Brightheart Raccoon and Twilight Sparkle get onto the large dragon's back, a staff person steps out and says welcome to the lowbrow parody psychedelic experience, and on this trip loser weenies are going to find how they can coexist with the world falling apart despite they are retards that express like complete ass. As the staff person pulls a lever, Big Mac the pony watches the scene flow flying into mentally disabled Equestria as a narrator-like voice says beyond Derpy Hood's sense of being smart or some mislead narcissist sees him of a such the most objective truth is they are pariah tier and not that smart or skilled at what they ever do at all. In fact for a creature like them as real as years of stagnation their dating is not unlike much of others Equestria's weakest sorta like some online friendship club. As Derpy Hood's eyes grow huge in fear as things go into a bad trip, Derpy exclaims how can I made believe play date other ponies online if I express like complete ass, that's too dangerous. As the landscape transforms horrifically as it is a scene of Derpy Hoods running through a landscape of people harming them, a narrator exclaims schizophrenia is much more unstable and scary than autism or retardation, and at times the disabled have more than one pathology as real as Derpy Hood's disorganization that makes them such a loser person to begin with anyway. As Jason Voorhees a machete and the Derpy Pony hides behind boxes as even there is maggots on the floor with leech-like mouths of fangs ready to bite, the source of Derpy Hood's instability becomes more clear. As Derpy Hoods in that world of swirling terror notes the irony they like Halloween just as they are a humiliatrix sub-dumb submissive any dominatrix could know the irony how their core fears strangely parallel themes many submissives are excited by. As Derpy Hoods looks at the landscape of pure terror a figure they originally saw in that girl's dragon magic courses tears as they are looking eye to eye with their early life Dungeons and Dragons character of a lizard phone necromancer. A voice of a narrator says you not only find yourself in a landscape of terror that molds you and what brings you here is love as much as hypervigilant PTSD. Suddenly the dark lizard stands taller as its eyes turn into pupilless eyes of swirling psychedelics as Derpy Hoods gets a vision of a fairy dragon where like the yin yang the symbol of Nayarski at the fairy dragon and their early life lizard phone character share a symmetry it is just a masule and like to wear their dark outwardly and got the pink more inside and as a sissy you wear the dorky anus outwardly and got the dark more buried within. Meaning the masculine wear the dark as a performative mask and the sissy bear the weak more openly yequina in a way that makes them look dumber than they are factually. As things go to Charlie's Dungeons and Dragons games as they say Imagineer Chesterfield is the group's first awakened planeswalker the red-blue mana squirrel is standing in Phyrexia as they are red-blue and swamp mana. As things go back to the group riding the large dragon there is nameless look of power to the Derpy Pony's eyes all grown from how they are such a grotesque conflicted loser itself. As Thrin's McLinnopony has a smile, they are deep within lowbrow surrealism psychedelic land, as if in the underworld riding the river Styx, as there is faint visions of a femdom Kaylee in the distance, just as landscapes of the lower plains of Dungeons and Dragons. Brightheart Raccoon thinks, scratching their chin, saying, but they are not very intelligent, though they are often so unstable, disorganized, and all they do is often two-dimensional, half-ass, and changingly they are just a weakling-like varieteer, if anything. Suddenly a femdom hyena ripples with the goddess Kaylee, maybe even with adversarial magical realism and such interpersonal approaches. With a mouth full of warmly demasculinizing insults, Derpy Hooves almost feels like the kobold-like dorky diminutive gumbling character King from Owl House. The large hyena girl begins petting Derpy Hooves soothingly with wide mouth grin, enjoying the Derpy Pony's freak scene grotesquery, proving beauty is in the eye of the beholder, making life look like a strange trash and treasure sale. The large hyena girl's expression changes as they realize how disabled the pony truly is, entrapping them as they exist as green bottle of absinthe begins glowing strongly. The hyena girl veily crossed over with the form of the goddess Kaylee takes a magic wand and asks what is it they most wish for deeply, as Derpy Hooves doesn't even have to think about, as they say, to be sissified, as it gets to my routine really well and advance forwards through the dorkiest of peers towards advancing dorky things, as I uplift my peers in the process, like to really warm places, like how I taught the stuffed animals, I want to make others' lives like that. The hyena-like goddess Kaylee scratches their chin, thinking hard, as they run their finger down the lines of the Derpy Pony's damaged brain, as they have a deep depressive sigh, as they say they don't have that kind of magic, only you can do it. The hyena-like goddess Kaylee looks somber as their eyes wander to a Halloweeny graveyard with a sigh. They say, I mean, it would hardly be surprising it kills you. There is no answer. It can only be you, and there is so much riding against it, and any wizened person would place best you eventually kill yourself, as that is so often is the most common outcome. As the scene changes to a small gravestone embedded in the ground where they dumped the ashes, as Derpy Hooves stares into the light of the beyond, they get visions of the Greek gods of contradictions as the reframing powers of Harmonia enter their soul. As a wild star Chua perks up in interest with the techno-shamanic machine behind them, Elminster the mage is taken back in hushed silence of intimidation as they mutter the words Nayarskiak, as the dragon within them looks closer to a tortured emigrant and the fairy looks closer to most preschool of little girls' dorkiness, as the two extremes alchemize into a harmony of strange moonlight radiance. As Hearn the hunter stands from beyond holding something to the moonlight, Elminster the mage holds composure as they ask what is the path forward, as the rolling fog of the psychedelic breath weapon slightly rolls from their draconic lips as the figure leans in closer and says the future is not only the technology but the conflict to push you through to the other side. As murky dismal and rainbow bright fuse into a single being, it reveals an auditor smiling witch of a Halloweeny landscape of looming darkness and a seductive magic, as the witch says it's the domains of dread and the mists are my steaming cauldron. As Elminster the mage takes on a stony tight-lipped composure, they eventually sigh as they ask the path forward is exactly what. The Halloweeny nodded hair, which has a warm smile as they say, these people are my children and the answer is how life began, which is a fairy tale. There is nothing wrong with the world as much it is very weed of creation and the harmony of the magic of all it embodies. As Elminster the mage gets a twinkle in their eyes, their expression perks up, they have a warm chuckle as it almost spreads into a strange deep-rooted laughter. Elminster the mage turns to Derpy Hooves holding a strange small relic as the world takes on hues of a strange gothic Halloweeny beauty, as Hearn the hunter watches in the background as Derpy Hooves takes the relic, as Elminster the mage says, nothing is broken, only the framing of your vision. As characters from the end of the movie Holy Mountain 1973 stand as one is banging the ritualistic gong as it chimes through the mountainous landscape, the leader says the fairy dragon is among us, immortality is a song that reframes flowing among many figures among a hall of heroes. As they speak the words harmonious, they bang the gong louder and louder as it ripples through the landscape as it all takes on beauty, a witch smiles as they look out the window as they say life is a story and yet again mankind fosters the dirt from which legends are born. As the witch is sitting with the child, they poke them gently on the nose and say, how would you like to be in a fairy tale? The child's eyes widen as the door of Ravenloft opens as Elminster the mage gets cold shells as the witch says the greatest flowers grow from the deepest dirts, making the magic of the world that is unfolding. As Loki the clown is weeping in sorrow in the shadows of towering skyscrapers of despair, nameless voice old Reshiring and ancient in the breeze says the game is not over, it is only beginning, as things seen emerging the same way it had all begun. As Lardass stares at something glowing, they pull something from behind a box as they exclaim, I think we have it, the retard crystal. The toxic Avenger scratches their chin and asks, how can we be sure? Lardass says, can't you see Derpy Hooves is a loser who is always screwing up, yet somehow manages to be more childlike and warmly dorky than any other known pony. As the scene goes to the planet Earth, as voice of Derpy Hooves says, oops, I don't know what went wrong, as Chew Nice is eating construction paper. Brain from Pinky and the Brain takes pause with a strange look stare as they say, very creative Pinky, yet in order to bring change to the world we are going to need a scaffolding. His Brain scratches their chin saying, it's all kinda a narrative, isn't it, as they snap their fingers writing on the chalkboard, the more conflict you face the bigger retard you are, and thus to your ego motivations the bigger sissy it makes you. Pinky exclaims, well, I will flush my head in the toilet to make myself a bigger sissy, what do I need to do? Brain the mouse takes pause thinking as they say, raising an eyebrow and muttering, if the ego death is the mastery of Saddam, they are such a loser they might be doing it fine already. Brain the mouse thinks harder as they mutter, if the outcast of the silly courts hangs with a leprechaun on those things are kinda edgy, as a magical mad magazine opens flipping pages as Howard Stern stares at Mr. Methane. As Lord Helmet gets it, they exclaim, keep making Pichu sights assholes. As Elminster the mage has building near maniacal laughter, they exclaim the key to high level as the world spins like a giant joke to the vision of what holds most factual meaning, as the coldness of Ravenloft's curse starts to grow in the shadows of the vision's contrast. as Pluto stands from the film Macist in Hell, as they point their finger in command, sending mischievous makers to the planet Earth. The symbol of Wheel of Fate glows as it turns like a yin-yang hourglass as sands begin to fall, as a mirror's glass shatters as Jareth the Goblin King is sent to the ground reeling. A Goblin Advisor rushes in shocked by the scene, helping Jareth to their knees off the ground as the Goblin Advisor asks what happened. As the symbol of the Wheel of Fate is still glowing strongly, Jareth says Pluto has sent their minions to the Earth and the domains of Dreg's mists are expanding. The Goblin Advisor looks shocked, not sure what to say, as Jareth says, "I can feel the cold, there is no answer, the wheel has turned, now we are living in a fairy tale like those who came before us." Lardass tosses the crystal into the air as it glows harder and harder with increasing warm, colorful light as an inner warmth spreads over them, as Rainbow Dash exclaims, "Hell yeah, things are about to get cool for once." As Derpy Hooves reaches out a hoof, taking a Barney the Dinosaur's tuffed animal and pulling it under a cardboard box they are hiding under, as they are feeling like the girl from the movie Pan's Labyrinth. As a person begins reading the transcript decoding the topical lingo with a sinking sense of H.P. Lovecraft, it's bent by the ink of a strange moon. As Derpy Hooves reminds themselves they are actually grandiose or a narcissist and not actually smart, Gilda the Griffon admits that is a really big loser weenie person, if anything like huge. As Julia from Sesame Street is merrily at a dinner party at a table ready to eat a cheeseburger at a family dinner, they sigh and turn to Derpy Hooves sitting sofa, who is using colored pencils as they Julia huffs with frustration as they ask what is wrong. Derpy Hooves says, "I need to do what I can to save the world, even save myself." Standing above them with warm Fandom Glee, Wheezy from Dragon Tales feeds Derpy Hooves a cheeseburger and warm deepest stage regressing demasculinization. As Derpy Hooves turns with butterfly wings transforming into a fairy dragon flying out a window, a person from the table exclaims, "You're crazy, you're a total lil cow." A leprechaun pours a tankard of craft beer as they have a warm knowing grin as they say, "Of course they are, if not even a really really big one, but I mean, how can a person who talks to stuffed animals own part of the world of little girls not want to save everybody?" A person at the dinner table scoffs hard as they exclaim, "They are total loser though, it's too dangerous." The leprechaun has a knowing nod as they say, "I know, yet in their hypervigilance so do they. They have been a loser their entire life, you understand." As the retard crystal rolls across the floor snapping into Pichu's techno-shamanic machine, Hannah can be heard exclaiming from the distance in the beyond, "Wow, that is dorky." As Candon the Mousefuck looks at map, half of their party is currently brainwashed in the same fashion the Mooney cult did to people, just as some of their own family are in problems. As Stravon Zarevich has knowing deep-rooted arc chuckle, they've stepped out from hiding as they say, "Still a hero, Candon." It is then Candon pulls out the symbol of Ravenkind as the vampire is knocked back, unable to draw near, as Candon's rapier sword begins glowing like the sun sword, as Stravon Zarevich has a deep-rooted sigh as they say, "You got the Tome of Strath, yet you still don't understand all that matters in life is simply merely Machiavelli, and why do you persist to be a loser and stick to the slave script as much as understand Nietzsche and step forward as one of power?" Stiff from Titan AE pumps their sneakers as they stand up strong with their arms folded as they exclaim, "Because they are a loser, bitch, that's why." Stravon Zarevich looks upward at this towering beast of a girl as they turn to the camera as they say, "I got no idea what Candon sees in these things, they must have been born game or something." Stiff from Titan AE grabs a battle axe as they exclaim, "Yeah, I think we already puzzled it out, Einstein, some guys are bitches, it's shocking, whatever, I guess not every gay goes fully gay, some gays just date really strong girls," as their sidekicks as Rainbow Dash peers from behind a curtain chuckling about sissy ponies watching ponies to find her. A true Machiavellian fox steps out with a strong presence of a lower planes Yugoloth demon as it tips its hat doing a curtsy as Stravon Zarevich turns to mist escaping out a window. The true Machiavellian fox Yugoloth turns to Candon as it says with wide mischievous grin lowering its head, "You can touch, give me a pet, I know you find me attractive." As Candon touches the fox's fur, its masculinity is so warmly strong, it's such a contrast to their own sissified spirit is warmly namelessly erotic, as the fox has knowing chuckle as it says, "It seems slave play might be within your essence." Stiff from Titan AE rolls their eyes and folds their arms as they bark, "Okay thing, what do you want?" As the true Machiavellian fox runs its fingers down Candon's neck in a gentle caress, it says, "Such a soft, nice, surrendered homosexuality, so real their impairment gives them an ego death, allowing their honest spirit to step forwards freely." The true Machiavellian fox Yugoloth touches Candon's rapier sword as it glows enchanted, as the true Machiavellian fox says, "The actual sun sword," as it continues to caress Candon the mouse fox face, as the Machiavellian fox says, "You know who I am and it attracts you," as the true Machiavellian fox Yugoloth whispers into Candon's ear, "You understand real politic, cause it takes a homosexuality." As Stith from Titan AE stands very strong as they get big wide mischievous grin, tossing a bang at Candon as they exclaim, "My laundry isn't going to itself." As things reframe by Harmony, it is Candon is cleaning Stith from Titan AE clothing as the other RPG adventurers are discussing plans. E-Man scratches their chin thinking that's pretty alpha as they walk in as they help Candon in their work as they say with a sigh of relief saying, "Did you ever figure that maybe the subs are the real leaders?" Kind of a reverse psychology, yet that is often how life works. As a Wonderbolt pony that is a hardcore slave player has a comical look from a quick cutscene, they do a thumbs up as pop-up window says 567 days in chastity. As Thrence McLinapony and the others start waking up from a slump pile in the floor of the barn, as Thrence McLinapony scoffs mind blown as they say, "That's a lot to process." A computer AI robot eats the transcript as it spits back a sigh and says, "I don't get it contextually of what might be written between the lines." Twilight Sparkle sighs and says, "I don't either, I think it's written by fairy runes." Elminster the mage has sighed as the computer AI robot says, "Driving off on wheels, there has been far too many sighs in this story." Elminster the mage has a chuckle as they say, returning to a pretty nervous demeanor, "Maybe it's best you don't get it." As Elminster the mage goes to side room very depressed as they hang up their wizard hat, sitting down as they talk to themselves, saying like so many problems there is just no answer, nothing can stop the minions of Pluto and so many are going to die. As Elminster the mage begins weeping a bit, they say they are best to live what remains of their lives as they are. As Elminster the mage looks out the window at a thunderous storm in the distance, they say namelessly, why is the witch from earlier in the starry with knotted hair says from beyond, because life is as starry as the alchemy of so many things are grown from these. And as things drift off into the pages of a fairy tale, the man with thistledown hair says, you really care about the spirit of Ponytown, don't you? That culture of retardation is your own. As Derpy Hoods was about to speak, the man with thistledown hair says, it's okay to understand, harmony is to understand myself. And as Fairy Dragon blows a psychedelic breath weapon in the face of the man with thistledown hair as they try to keep composure as they begin to stumble in the distance, a leprechaun can be heard screaming in laughter as Thrence McLinapony trots out and says, the elves have found a new way to say hooray. And as Mr. Methane flies through the skies like a superhero driven by their own flatulence, they say, this might be the longest Pichu sight ever.